You know, Twitter is a forum that can be tough. And I think you have to recognize you have two choices when it comes to Twitter. One, be on Twitter, join in the debate. Two, get off Twitter, stay off Twitter. And my view about sentencing for 2 years for people that might misspeak on Twitter is that it's absolutely ridiculous. It's out of proportion. It's out of scale. And I think our boys in blue have got much better things to do than go around policing what some sad little man in some sad bedroom somewhere said online to someone else in their bedroom somewhere else. And after all, when people look at their Twitter feed, all it is really is vanity, because you want to know what people are saying and what they might be saying about you.
But what about the fact that some people we do know have taken it to heart, because we do know that not everybody has your ability to you know, the water off a duck's back doesn't happen with everybody, does it? Some people are more vulnerable.
Yes, and I think the police give a very simple and clear message about this one. And when I spoke to them, you know, regarding, because I get these sorts of messages every day, really. And when I spoke to them, they said, you know, it's very simple. You just need to get off Twitter. And I think that's absolutely right. You know, what concerns me is we're so busy being offended these days. We're getting to the point where nobody's allowed to say anything anymore. Everybody wants to be on the outrage bus. Everybody's already bought themselves a ticket before they've even heard what someone has to say. And it feels to me like we're introducing the state more and more into our lives. So the state is now part of nearly everything we do. And I don't think we need to have the state intervening on Twitter.
Isn't it an interesting thing? I think you're absolutely right about people's propensity to be outraged. I think that that happens all the time, doesn't it? But then, does that mean we should just have an open forum and you can say what you want to people?
Well, I think what's really interesting, I think your example that you gave just then of your, I think one of your reporters is saying she'll resign her position at Sheffield Football Club if they take Ched back. You know, what's really interesting about that, she doesn't like the online abuse she's getting as a result of saying that. But I think if you are in the public eye and you say things, you have to respect other people's right to have their say. And that's very much how I view it. If I've gone onto TV and said something, I respect that I may get a whole bunch of abuse on Twitter because people want to have their say. And I think your reporter there needs to man up and start recognising if she's going to make a stand, other people are going to have a stand as well, and it may well be on her Twitter. So she needs to get over herself pretty fast. And for me, if she doesn't like Twitter, get off Twitter. But what we don't want to do is ring the police every time we don't like something that we read. You know, it's a bit like school playgrounds. Okay, someone called you Specky Four Eyes. That's not very nice. But are you going to ring 999? No, you're probably not. And I think you need to apply the same rules to anything online.
What about the stuff that is more serious, though? What about actually people threatening to rape somebody, for example, as Chloe Madeley got?
Yeah, of course. And, you know, it would be very wrong if people assumed I don't get that stuff on a daily basis. Yesterday I had a tweet from someone that offered to hold me down so that I could watch while they murdered my children. You know, what we have to recognise is those people aren't waiting at the end of my driveway with a machete ready to take my head off. What they are doing probably is sat in their bedrooms because they still live with their mum at the age of 42. They're still eating their own earwax. They're flossing their teeth with their toenails, and they probably don't get out much. And Minecraft is probably their best friend. Now, those are the sorts of people we're actually dealing with. And you need to get a sense of perspective about this sort of stuff. It's the sort of perspective I've always had. I welcome tough, frank and honest debate. And I think if you put yourself out there, prepare, you know, and stand by to get some pretty harsh feedback. And if you don't like it, do you know what? Stay at home and sit on your sofa. But you have those choices to make. Chloe Madeley has lived off the fact that her mum and dad are famous. Chloe Madeley has done well off the back that her mum and dad are famous, and Richard Madeley welcomes public debate when it sort of generates interest in his TV shows or it helps sell books for him, but he doesn't welcome interest when he doesn't like what people have to say. Now, you can't have freedom of speech where people are free only to say polite things. That is no freedom at all. You know, we have to respect freedom of speech maybe to say things that aren't so pleasant, and I think that's perfectly acceptable.
I completely get what you say, but what if you just missed that one bloke who, because you were allowing free speech, you miss him and he says it to Chloe Madeley, and the next thing you know, something awful happens.
Okay, well, let's apply that to immigration. What if we miss that one bloke and something awful happens? Let's stop anybody ever coming into our country again, because we have got a Latvian guy who possibly did kill poor Alice Goss. You know, you can't then say, right, no more immigration, you know, stop all immigration, hold up the barriers at the ports, no more, no one else is coming in. And that's exactly the same logic that you're suggesting there. And I'm sure the BBC would never suggest such a thing. I probably would suggest such a thing, actually. I'm done with immigration into our country. But I think we have to have a sense of perspective about this. I think 2 years is absolutely ridiculous. So if we look at some of the sentencing people get when they kill someone when they're on their mobile phone, for example, when they're driving, you know, it's absolutely out of all kilter. It just feels like it's jarring. It feels very like some kind of reactive politics. And I'm sick with reactive politicians. I think we need conviction politicians like we used to have with Thatcher.
Katie Hopkins, thank you very much indeed. That's Katie Hopkins there, the former Apprentice contestant and businesswoman. She's an active Twitter user, and she's always very good copy, isn't she? And if you are sat at home flossing your teeth with your toenails, please stop that. That's desperately bad form.